It's Friday, the 13th of May. No superstition here. God also made Saturday, the 14th. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A young Christian Pakistani has a price of $10,000 on his head as he faces charges of blasphemy. The young man is in hiding after his Muslim friends accused him of watching an anti-Islam video on his phone. Muslims there have issued an ultimatum to the other Christians in the village: convert to Islam, leave the village forever, or hand over Imran so he can be burnt. A Nigerian girl who escaped her Muslim captors was in Washington this week pleading with Congress that her schoolmates might not be forgotten. At least 200 of these young girls are still in the hands of Boko Haram, a Muslim terrorist group. The girl, Sa'a, told the story of her kidnapping. Former U.S. Representative Frank Wolf said that he hopes Sa'a's story would serve to, quote, light the spark that is needed to elevate this crisis to the place it deserves, unquote. We prayed for the Nigerian girls with the psalmist in Psalm 6, 8-10. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly. The Italian Parliament has now legalized homosexual unions, despite the opposition of many Catholic groups. And now, Kenya is reconsidering its position on homosexuality. This particular sin carries a criminal penalty of up to 14 years in prison in that African nation. God's law is plain on this sin. You shall not lie with a man as with a woman. It is an abomination. That's Leviticus 18:22. The state of Mississippi will cut off Medicaid funding for Planned Parenthood as of July 1st. Governor Phil Bryant signed the defunding bill on Tuesday. That makes for 26 states that have pushed for defunding so far. Tanya Britton, former director of Pro-Life Mississippi, told The Worldview that this is an encouraging step in the fight against abortion.
Well, I think any time you can defund Planned Parenthood or point out the many destructive things that they do and expose the truth about what they say that they're doing, it's always a victory for the pro-life movement, and it really encourages us.
Also in the news, Planned Parenthood has filed two more suits against the state of Ohio and Kansas in attempts to recover government money for their abortion business. The Knights of Columbus, a pro-life Catholic men's group in the state of Indiana, is installing high-tech baby boxes for children who have been abandoned by their own parents. James 1:27 says, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world." Donald Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan met yesterday, and now they say they're committed to working together despite their disagreements. After using profane language to describe Ted Cruz 2 weeks ago, former House Speaker John Boehner says he, quote, "thanks God Ted Cruz did not win," unquote. Boehner is officially backing Trump for the top office. A federal judge ruled in favor of House Republicans in the Obamacare payments case on Thursday. Judge Rosemary Collyer ruled that the Affordable Care Act does not actually authorize an appropriation for slashing deductibles and providing for copayments. Without these appropriations, the Affordable Care Act will not provide affordable insurance to many consumers, according to the private insurers. One California family is fighting hard to keep their boy alive. Israel Stinson, 2 years of age, went into cardiac arrest after an asthma attack in April. The Kaiser Permanente Roseville Medical Center said that Israel is, quote, brain dead, unquote. But his parents have filed an appeal to keep him on the ventilator. A Life Legal Defense Association video shows Israel responding to his mother as she tickles him. Israel's mother has set up a GoFundMe site for Israel, and she explained that, quote, "Israel means apple of God's eye, and he truly is a child of God with a lot of fight in him," unquote. While Israel has been in the pediatric intensive care unit since April 1st, his only nutrition has been dextrose, which his parents have been told is the equivalent of 7-Up. So Israel is essentially starving, and Kaiser refuses to give him the necessary protein, fat, and vitamins intravenously. They'll use your contribution to fight Kaiser Permanente Roseville Medical Center in Sacramento and to pay for an air medical transfer to another hospital, likely in another state. You can donate at the page GoFundMe.com/SaveIsraelStinson. S as in Sam, T-I-N as in Nancy, S-O-N. GoFundMe.com/SaveIsraelStinson. A Baptist pastor and a friend interrupted a kidnapping in a remote area of Tennessee yesterday. Police say Carly Marie Trent was in imminent harm when Pastor Roger Carpenter came upon the scene and pulled a gun on the kidnapper. Carpenter held the man at gunpoint until law enforcement arrived at the scene. Trust God and keep your powder dry. Remember, we're looking for 250 listeners to pledge $20 a month by May 31st to help fund the Worldview. So far, 3 people have done so. If you'd like to join them, go to theworldview.com and click on Give. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. You have to admit, the Worldview in 5 minutes is unique. Nobody else pairs the latest news stories with timeless scripture verses. The result? The Bible comes alive in the context of everyday news. To research, write, voice, and produce the Worldview costs money. If you value what we're doing, vote with your wallet. We need 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. It's just 64 cents a day. We've spent thousands to get this going, and now we need you to help keep it going. Let's proclaim to the world that God is at work in everyday news.